Hey, it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today and welcome to Tuesday. Today I am chatting about why as a mom you shouldn't be putting yourself second and why it's important to have your own dreams and your own goals. There are so many common challenges and situations that many of us moms face, such as having goals, dreams, and desires, but feeling like there's no time to pursue them. Trust me when I say I hear you. I have been there, I am there. It's just how we tackle these different obstacles and how we prioritize our personal goals. I am a busy mom also, like so many of us are. I am a high achiever. I am an endurance sport junkie. I have learned time and time again how prioritizing my goals and time blocking my schedule can truly afford me all of the possibilities that live in my head and the dreams that I want to go after. For so many of us, we feel like once we have kids and we start walking down that path, that if we are not in full-time employment, that we must take a backseat on ourselves and that we now put ourselves second to our kids, possibly and likely our spouse as well, and then where do we fit in? So today I'm going to discuss the challenges and obstacles in this, and then let's go through why when we're finally ready to walk into things that are for us, that it can feel so oftentimes like imposter syndrome. So let me know if any of these hold true for you. Here are some examples of challenges and obstacles that many moms face when they put themselves second. Moms often struggle to find time for themselves due to the demands of family, work, household responsibilities, and this lack of time can then make pursuing their personal goals and dreams challenging. And often this is where we can also feel like a little bit of a resentment can build if we really feel like we are not being able to follow our passions and pursue our dreams. But also in time constraints, a lot of us can get stuck in the excuses right here. I don't have time. And that's something that we can unpack over and over again. But if it is important to you, there is always time. Number two, as an example for challenges and obstacles, is overwhelm. Juggling various roles, including caregiver, homemaker, and possibly a career, can lead to overwhelming stress and exhaustion. This overwhelm can make it difficult to focus on your personal aspirations. Number three, guilt. How many of you mamas can feel this one? Many moms feel guilt about taking time away from their families to pursue their own interests and or their goals. This guilt can be a significant emotional obstacle and definitely varies and changes with the age and stage of your children. I hear you. I get this. Number four, imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is not something that I have never spoke of here before, so I'm going to say this again. But moms might doubt their abilities and feel like they don't deserve success. This is an example of imposter syndrome. This can hinder them from taking the necessary steps towards their dreams. Imposter syndrome also shows up as fear because you feel like someone's doing it better, or who am I to do that? This is not me. Well, here's the thing. If it's sitting within you, it is you. You have to take that step. It will be uncomfortable, but the only way that you're going to get through imposter syndrome and the only way that you're going to dig through that fear is by getting uncomfortable and showing yourself that you can. Number five is an example for challenges and obstacles that mom face, the lack of support. Some moms may not have a support system or a network that encourages them to prioritize their own dreams and goals. Lack of support can be demotivating. This is where you have to make sure that you have people around you that believe in you. They don't always have to understand you completely, but they are your cheerleader. You need people that are above you in the places that you're wanting to go so that you have someone to learn from, or a bit of a measure of where you can grow to and beyond and beyond. But make sure that your support system around you values who you are and what you have to offer. Another example, number 6, financial constraints. Financial limitations can definitely restrict a mom's ability to invest in personal development. Maybe you need education or other resources that you may need to pursue your goal. Absolutely, financial constraints are something to think about. But when you have a dream or a goal, I guarantee you there's always a way to yes in that area that you're looking for. It's just how badly you want it, and maybe how you look at things, how you spend different things in different ways and don't even think about it. Say going out for your nail appointment or spending a coffee a day at Starbucks, things like that. These little actions, these habits stack up so fast. So realigning financial constraints absolutely can help you reevaluate how important those goals are to you. Number 7, sacrificing a career. In some cases, moms have put their own careers on hold to care for their children, and then re-entering this workforce or pursuing a new career can be so daunting, especially if it has been a long pause out of a workforce. Sometimes this is even more scary, and this is where a lot of the time imposter syndrome sits again. Number 8, societal expectations. Maybe you were raised in a family where their mom was at home, where your mom was at home, or maybe she was in the workplace, or maybe where you live dictate certain cultural expectations. Society often places unrealistic expectations on moms to be the perfect caregivers. These expectations can create such an immense pressure and then limit the pursuit of your personal dreams. Number 9, the lack of self-care. You moms may neglect your self-care, which can lead to burnout and diminish mental and physical health. This will then continue to hinder your ability to work towards your personal goals. Self-care is not selfish. It is not selfish to love yourself, take care of yourself, and make your happiness a priority. It is necessary. It is necessary to show up for others in the best way that you can be. Number 10, feeling overlooked. Moms might feel that their own dreams and their own aspirations are often overlooked or undervalued, and it might be both by yourself as well as those around you. Oftentimes, we put ourselves in a position that we feel overlooked because our kids should be the first valued, that we should make sure that they're following their passions and their pursuits. And so we are putting, again, ourselves in the second. So here are 10 examples. These challenges can vary from one individual to another, but they collectively represent common obstacles that many moms encounter when trying to prioritize their own dreams and goals. And this is something that I address often with so many of my female clients. And so first, identifying where you sit or where you're coming from, and it might be one or it might be 10 of these things on the scale, or these examples, I should say, not even a scale. But being able to identify is the first step into prioritizing yourself. The importance of prioritizing yourself. Here are some benefits to pursuing your own goals. Number 1, personal fulfillment. Pursuing your own dreams and goals can bring a sense of personal satisfaction and happiness. It allows you to invest in yourself and find meaning in your life beyond your roles as a mom and a caregiver. Number 2, increased self-confidence. Achieving your goals can boost your self-esteem and your self-confidence. Overcoming obstacles and setbacks can demonstrate your capabilities to yourself. Again, this is where that fear of imposter syndrome sits. By achieving we are demonstrating that we can. Number three, positive role modeling. By pursuing your dreams, you're setting an example to your children that they can learn valuable lessons about ambition, perseverance, and the importance of self-care, that taking care of yourself is important. Remember that thing? Lead by example. Positive role modeling. Number four, improved mental health. Focusing on your goals can reduce stress and anxiety. It provides an outlet for self-expression and personal growth, which can contribute to better mental well-being. Number five, enhanced skills and knowledge. Pursuing your dreams often requires learning a new skill, which can be really enriching and it can be really scary, but the end result is enrichment and the end result is self-confidence. It can also make you more valuable in various aspects of your own life currently. Number six, increase productivity. When you have your own goals and dreams, you tend to be more motivated, more productive. This energy and drive can positively impact all areas of your life, including your family. Another reason for pursuing your goals might actually be led by independence financially. So number seven, financial independence. Depending on the nature of your goals, achieving them may lead to financial independence or additional income for your family. Number eight, stronger relationships. As you grow and achieve your goals, you can also build more fulfilling relationships with your family and your loved ones. By this, I mean that your happiness and your personal growth can positively affect your interactions with others. There's something to be said about feeling good about yourself from the inside out and how that energy exudes and attracts. Number nine, sense of empowerment. Pursuing your dreams can give you a sense of empowerment and control over your own life. You are no longer merely reacting to circumstances, but actively shaping your future. The next one, 10, balanced life. Balancing personal goals with family life can create a healthier work-life balance. Ensuring that you are not neglecting yourself while caring for others brings balance. Sometimes people feel a bit of resentment when they're not able to live their goals, actualize their goals, follow their dreams. And so this balance and not neglecting yourself actually can start to counteract that feeling if you're actually following something that feels purposeful for yourself. 11, increased creativity. Pursuing your passions and goals can stimulate your creativity, which can be beneficial not only for your personal endeavors, but also for solving problems in your family and your work life. And lastly, I have 12, long-term legacy. And by this, I mean that your achievements can leave a lasting effect, a lasting feeling, a lasting legacy for your family. It can serve as a reminder of the importance of self-fulfillment and the value of pursuing your dreams. I hope that this list of the values and benefits of pursuing your dream can help inspire and motivate you to take the next necessary steps to prioritize your own dreams and your own goals. And I'm going to really emphasize here the positive impact that it can have on your life and your loved ones' lives when you are self-fulfilled and self-loved. So now you might ask how to take action. And I'm not going to go all into how to take action again in this podcast because I have spoke about this in past, which I will link. One would be to listen to Living Your Life on Purpose, the webinar that is now a podcast. And that is episode number 70, where I actually kind of coach you through a bit of a mini episode on how to take action. But if in listening to this episode today and you are ready to take action on some of your dreams and your goals, if you're ready to go from no actions taken to having a clear vision of yourself and future, if you are ready to go from fear of failure and imposter syndrome to strong, badass action taker, if you are ready to go from poor time management skills to unwavering accountability and knowledge of how to have time back on your side, and if you're ready to go from unidentified goals to identified and clear paths for your goals through tangible action steps, then I am here to work with you. I would love to work with you on your goals and to make them a reality. I work one-on-one with people or in small groups, and I am here anytime for a free clarity call to unpack what it is you're looking for and to help guide you with what I can do to help you get there. The reason working with a coach works is because you build consistent habits and there is someone there holding you accountable every step of the way, pushing you further, helping you identify the blocks and how you can get around them. Almost all of my clients are moms, and it took them to step out of their comfort zone and take action towards their dreams and their goals and to just take that next step and trust themselves to now actually see what they are fully capable of doing because they are taking action every day. In one of my small accountability groups, I have one woman who started a brand new business that was sitting on her mind for so many years, and she took action on it. And within 4 weeks, she had her first 3 jobs. Like, seriously, taking these actions was such a huge step for her to get over that imposter syndrome and how quickly it reevaluated that she was meant for more. She was meant to do this. She was meant to take action on her dream. I have another client who her goal was to branch into the United States with her already large, amazing company Canada-wide, and she's done that. And she has secured more revenue than she thought she would for this year already. And this year is not over. So by taking action and having someone on your side with the accountability that is building your consistency, this is where you will see so much growth so quickly. The fastest way to achieving your goals is accountability. And I am here to work with you. I hope that if you came across this podcast today and you were sitting in some form of imposter syndrome or questioning if you should, if something's in your heart and in your gut and on your mind and in your soul, the answer is you can. So start to take action one step at a time, and I am here if you're looking for someone in your corner to work with. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for listening to some examples and challenges that we can face and how we can actually benefit at pursuing our goals as mentioned as well. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of 3, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.